Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I know that this has been a challenging year already for Bras for the Cause, and that occupies a lot of your attention throughout the year, but we're coming up on that time.
Yes, and, indeed.
And we're going to talk about, you have a kickoff event coming up, and we're going to talk about that, but you've decided this is going to be a virtual event this year?
That is correct. After much discussion, scrapping an original theme and everything that we had been working on, we decided that it just simply didn't look like that things were going to lighten up in any time soon. And the most important thing for us is keeping everyone safe, particularly since you think about the fact that a lot of our attendees are cancer patients, are cancer survivors, and therefore they are in an at-risk group. Mm-hmm. So we decided to come up with a way to put it online, and we have been inspired by a charity event that we learned about, and we have figured a way to make a crazy, delightful, fun evening. And so we are going to just do it online. And since we've already had online voting now for 5 or 6 years, we've already got a vehicle in place to allow people to still vote on the Bras.
I see. So it will be Skype or Zoom or...
It's all going to be done on Facebook Live.
Facebook, I think you said that. Facebook Live.
Yes, and we feel like that is the best way because people already know where our Facebook page is, and with what we're planning, it's just going to be the easiest way to do it.
Okay, so the date is Thursday, October 8th.
Yes, and the kickoff party, which will also be a Facebook Live event, where we explain everything. We announce the theme, which is going to be fun. We explain the categories. We explain the process for turning in bras this year and how the evening itself will go is all going to be on Thursday, August 20th at 7 o'clock on Facebook Live. So just tune in on your phone or your computer, and we'll fill you in.
Well, so many people are on Facebook now, and especially people that are probably the core audience for Bras for the Cause, I think, are almost entirely familiar with Facebook. So that's a good aspect of this.
Yes, and when you see what we're going to do, you'll understand another reason why we chose to do our virtual event on Facebook. There will be... if someone is not on Facebook, they will be able to access some things cross-platform onto YouTube. Those things are being worked out as well. But we're hoping we're trying to design this so that people come to Facebook and then can pretty much stay within that realm.
Okay. We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville, and that kickoff event for Bras for the Cause, 7 p.m. Thursday, August 20th on Facebook Live, the Bras for the Cause Facebook page. Let's talk about some other things going on coming up. That is this Saturday. Greenville Police are doing some fun things, some interesting things as we get closer to the time when school is going to be starting. So tell me about this event on Saturday that the police are doing.
Well, first off, a little background. They've had a great summer program for a number of years that they call the Summer of Safety, where they've had different activities to try to give children a safe place to go and do something and at the same time establish a rapport with the police officers. That has just not been able to happen this year, and so they've come up with a couple of clever drive-through events, and the first one this Saturday is from 11 to noon, and they are going to have a mobile snow cone stand in the parking lot at the police department, and the police officers and the Explorers, which is their high school age volunteer group, will come up to the car and take the orders for the snow cones and then relay them and deliver them back.
That'll be popular, a snow cone stand in August.
Absolutely.
Can't go wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they figure that, you know, they've got 1 hour to do this, and they figure that, you know, they're aiming to try to dish out 100 snow cones, which is really a lot when you think about it.
Yeah, that's...
And they're asking that all participants be under 14.
Okay, good.
So it's truly for the kids.
Yeah, so that will be at the police station starting at 11 o'clock on Saturday. And then Friday, August 14th, they have another kind of similar event, but not with snow cones.
No, that one's going to be a hot dog cookout. Uh-huh. And again, you can drive through and they will have a whole a hot dog, a meal, you know, for you to go. And I get the impression from that one that, you know, if you've got a family in the car, that you're going to get a meal for everybody, because they're encouraging you to take your sack lunches and go to one of the parks and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And be outside.
Yeah, so that's Friday, August 14th from 11 to 1.
Yeah.
And obviously this is an effort by the police. They've already, as you say, they've already been doing this for a while, but this is an effort to relate to kids and get kids to understand that the police are not to be feared. And
yes, and you know, again, to they've done such a great job on it over the years. I was really pleased when I saw they had kind of been able to figure out a way to make this still happen. And yeah. I think that's what a lot of us, it's in a way the same as Bras for the Cause and many other things. If you just kind of step back and think about it, you can come up with a way to make something happen.
So lots of other things going on. We're going to have another visit with Pud very soon to talk about some of those, but we're basically out of time, Pud. So thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Always enjoy it.
Open the phone line. Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KMTV.